It's time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. And as always on Friday at this time, we talk about date night activities for folks to do out there in the community if they're looking for a romantic night out.
Yeah. I was really hoping that date night this week would fall on February 2nd so we could do like a 2-2-2-2
thing. Yeah. So, fun fact, we were disappointed at the station because 2-2-22 does not fall on a Tuesday, but 2-22-22 does. So
that does mean no good for date night.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm sorry. Both of them are not even remotely close to Friday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to come up with our own thing.
Yeah. So, date night. We talk about date night activities.
And a lot's going on. So, Groundhog Day just happened. Valentine's Day is coming up. Of course, it's Black History Month. We've got President's Day just around the corner. But all of that, in Chapel Hill at least, is taking a backseat in the next couple of days to the fact that, oh my God, tomorrow night, it's Carolina Duke at the Smith Center.
Yeah, the whole town shuts down to celebrate a rivalry as old as time.
Yeah.
Or at least as old as... You know,
the
like
rivalry.
40 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. So this is a historic one. If y'all don't know, Mike Krzyzewski retiring at the end of the season as Duke's head coach. So this is his last game as a Duke head coach in the Smith Center. They got one, maybe two, maybe three more games left in the season, depending on how things shake out. But the last game in the Smith Center, so kind of a big deal.
Yeah, and I was thinking about restaurants and like date night activities that you can do that have as long a tenure as Coach K.
Yeah.
Which is really hard because, like, I rant a lot about Peppers, right?
You do,
like, yeah. I do. Peppers has been closed for a very long time now. A
couple years.
Yeah, a couple years. Like,
they have been very long years.
They've been very long years. But going back to what's around now that is still open... That was open like in 1980.
Yeah.
Like when Coach K started coaching.
So Coach K started coaching at Duke in 1980. And we talk a lot about, like you mentioned, Peppers.
Yeah.
Like Chapel Hill is a very transient community. You get a college town and like it's like that. But that also applies to businesses as well. Like not very many businesses last that long in Chapel or really any town. Like you get a business that lasts 40 years. Like that's an institution. So what's a date night activity that consists of businesses that existed before? 4K took over as coach of Duke. Jimmy Carter was president when Coach K started at Duke. Like, that's how long it's been.
You were 1 year old.
I was
not alive.
I was 1 year old. You were not alive. Carter was president. UNC had never won a national championship, and neither had Duke. Well, no, UNC had a couple national championships. Dean Smith did not have a national championship. Duke had none.
Yeah, so
it's been a crazy time.
Yeah, so I feel like there's the obvious answer of kind of what is the oldest restaurant in North Carolina that is still open, and you jump to Carolina Coffee Shop.
Yep.
And if you don't want to go to Carolina Coffee Shop because they're crazy busy for dinner or brunch, as we discovered not too long ago,
they were really busy for brunch. They had a great brunch.
Sutton's across the street 1 year later is kind of that old enduring legacy of like, if you're a legacy student and you have Chapel Hill roots, like your parents went here and your grandparents went there and maybe great grandparents because, you know, 1922 was 100 years ago at this point in time.
Yeah, great, great grandparents at this point might have gone there.
Possible.
Yeah. If you're one of those legacy residents of Chapel Hill and your great, great grandparents, you're like a fifth generation Tar Heel at this point. I had Carolina Coffee Shop first. It's a great, great place. And I think, and we've talked about this before, underrated among locals because
right.
I think like anything on East Franklin Street, I think a lot of locals write off as being, oh, that's like the student section. And I know there are some students who write off Carolina Coffee Shop as, oh, that's kind of a more upscale place.
Yeah.
And it kind of falls in that interesting sweet spot, but it's a great place to go.
Yeah, I was super surprised like when we go there for dinner sometimes. We'll just see students hanging out and having coffee and studying.
Because it's a coffee shop, right?
Yeah. Did not know that was a thing when I was like at school 23 years ago at this point, but
yeah,
there
also,
you are.
Also a really nice place for a romantic dinner. I will see your two restaurants from the 1920s
okay.
and raise you two restaurants that opened in the 1970s,
ooh.
Also in Chapel Hill,
okay.
Slightly before Kay took over at Duke, but still with slightly longer tenure. One of them down the road on West Rosemary Street,
ooh.
Mama Dips.
Oh, yeah.
1976.
And that's a place that is, like, super legacy.
Yeah.
Not to get on my soapbox about, like, ways Brad was wronged in the past. but, like, I was in DiFi, and we would go out on Friday night. We call it Friday night, and we would go to dinner, and then we'd go and watch a movie or hang out in the Fi. And Mama Dips was a frequent place we went, and that's when I learned that 18 to 21-year-olds can't split a check. Because you always had to bring cash, and they would only give you one check.
Right.
And inevitably, everyone insisted they put in the $20 they owed, but you were always like $80 short.
Way short,
at the end
of it. Yeah.
But it's fantastic.
Yet Mama Dips survived that.
They did. They
trauma.
Also survived one of the waiters coming up to you and saying that you look like a young Zachary Quinto.
I do look like a young Zachary Quinto. Thank you very much.
I don't know if that's ever been true.
That is one of the best compliments I've ever gotten, and one of the most unusual.
Yeah. But love Mama Dips. Like, love the kind of like storied tradition. Definitely. Like a Chapel Hill legacy, talking back to, you know, your parents' parents probably went there.
Yeah, and if you don't want Mama Dips, you can head down on Franklin Street and again back to East Franklin Street for another restaurant, which we've been to recently. Four Corners, yep.
Up four fingers, Aaron, because, yeah.
Hold up four fingers, yep.
Yeah, Four Corners is a...
Point to the passer.
Is a place that I was at, I think, once a week... Every week for the like 4 years I was in school.
Yeah.
Just because they would have $2 lunches and you could get like a buffalo chicken sub and fries for like $2.50.
Yep.
And that was cheaper than buying a meal plan. And you can go back and like relive that. And now like it's jumping. Like,
yeah.
Every time we've gone by, every time we've gone in, it is just like lines out the door. Like students are celebrating like big events there. Definitely worth checking out.
And it's great. Like, I had not been there when we went there recently. That was my first experience at Four Corners, and it was fantastic. Like,
yeah.
I was really, really, like, very happy walking out of there. Like, that was a really great place. And WCHL Connection, originally owned by our own Art Chansky.
The one and only.
The one and only, yeah. And opened prior to Kay taking over as Duke's head coach. So we've got a business with a longer... legacy than Coach K in Chapel Hill. So yeah, there
only
you go.
There are more.
There are a couple of more. I got two more. Are you ready?
I got a good one.
All right. All right.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go for it.
Carrboro Farmers Market.
Ooh, that's good.
1977, I
nice.
Want to say.
Yeah.
So even older than you, this enduring tradition.
That's not possible.
And yet, here we go.
I am old as Chapel Hill itself.
You just go and you find a nice place in Carrboro to have a little picnic on a date on a Saturday, maybe. After picking up the best that the local community has to offer.
And when you're done, head down the road to East Main Street and see a show at Cat's Cradle.
It's almost like
opened
we planned
this. Opened in 1969 at a slightly different location, but still going strong today.
Oh, man. I throw out timeout, but I know how you feel. So we'll skip that one for a date night, and I'll go on my own.
But if you think Cat's Cradle is disqualified because they've been in a whole bunch of different locations, and that doesn't count, slightly further down the road, opened in 1968, The Cave.
Really?
Yeah.
That is the place that I saw the first live concert I have ever seen.
Really?
Yeah.
Who was it?
Day Room. They're a small indie band out of Athens, Georgia. And a person I met at C-Tops, like, befriended me because I clearly needed friends and drug me bodily to a concert at midnight. And then that was my first experience running home at, like, 3 a.m. because I was a small-town boy and thought that I'd get harmed. Great
but you,
time had by all.
But you can have a romantic night there.
But you
as
could
well.
Also have
tying
romantic,
it back to
there's,
date
there's,
night
no,
and enjoying
there's,
yourself.
There's a romance to like having like a fun musical experience with people you care about.
What you described was a romance in the style of The Sorrows of Young Werther.
But romance all the same.
And that is Date Night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.